Task 2. You will hear part of a program. Choose the option A, B or C that best completes the sentences according to what you hear and write it in the corresponding white box. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
During a long day spent roaming the forest in search of edible grains and herbs, farmer Shen Nong accidentally poisoned himself. But before the poisons could end his life, a leaf drifted into his mouth. He chewed on it, and it revived him. And that is how we discovered tea. Tea doesn't actually cure poisonings, but the story of Shen Nong, the mythical Chinese inventor of agriculture, highlights tea's importance to ancient China. Archaeological evidence suggests tea was first cultivated there as early as 6,000 years ago. That original Chinese tea plant is the same type that's grown around the world today, yet it was originally consumed very differently. It was eaten as a vegetable or cooked. Tea only shifted from food to drink 1,500 years ago, when people realized that a combination of heat and moisture could create a complex and varied taste. After hundreds of years of variations to the preparation method, the standard became to heat tea, grind it into powder, mix with hot water, and create a beverage called mo cha, or matcha. Matcha became so popular that a distinct Chinese tea culture emerged. Tea was the subject of books and poetry, the favorite drink of emperors, and a medium for artists. They would draw extravagant pictures in the foam of the tea. And in the 14th century, during the Ming Dynasty, the Chinese emperor shifted the standard from tea pressed into cakes to loose-leaf tea. At that point, China still held a virtual monopoly on the world's tea trees, making tea one of three essential Chinese export goods, along with porcelain and silk. This gave China a great deal of power and economic influence as tea drinking spread around the world. That spread began around the early 1600s when Dutch traders brought tea to Europe. Many credit Queen Catherine of Braganza, a Portuguese noblewoman, for making tea popular with the English aristocracy when she married King Charles II in 1661. At the time, Great Britain was in the midst of expanding its colonial influence and becoming the new dominant world power. And as Great Britain grew, interest in tea spread around the world. By 1700, tea in Europe sold for 10 times the price of coffee, and the plant was still only grown in China. The world's fastest sailboat was born out of intense competition. All were racing to bring their tea back to Europe first. At first, Britain paid for all this Chinese tea with silver. When that proved too expensive, they suggested trading tea for another substance, opium. This triggered a public health problem within China. The British East India Company wanted to be able to grow tea themselves and further control the market. So they commissioned Robert Fortune to steal tea from China in a covert operation. He disguised himself and took a perilous journey through China's tea regions, eventually smuggling tea trees and tea workers into India. From there, the plant spread further still. helping drive tea's rapid growth as an everyday commodity. Today, tea is the second most consumed beverage in the world, after water. And from sugary Turkish Riza tea to salty Tibetan butter tea, there are almost as many ways of preparing the beverage as there are cultures on the globe.
Now, listen again.
During a long day spent roaming the forest in search of edible grains and herbs, farmer Shen Nong accidentally poisoned himself. But before the poisons could end his life, a leaf drifted into his mouth. He chewed on it, and it revived him. And that is how we discovered tea. Tea doesn't actually cure poisonings, but the story of Shen Nong, the mythical Chinese inventor of agriculture, highlights tea's importance to ancient China. Archaeological evidence suggests tea was first cultivated there as early as 6,000 years ago. That original Chinese tea plant is the same type that's grown around the world today, yet it was originally consumed very differently. It was eaten as a vegetable or cooked. Tea only shifted from food to drink 1,500 years ago, when people realized that a combination of heat and moisture could create a complex and varied taste. After hundreds of years of variations to the preparation method, the standard became to heat tea, grind it into powder, mix with hot water, and create a beverage called mo cha, or matcha. Matcha became so popular that a distinct Chinese tea culture emerged. Tea was the subject of books and poetry, the favorite drink of emperors, and a medium for artists. They would draw extravagant pictures in the foam of the tea. And in the 14th century, during the Ming Dynasty, the Chinese emperor shifted the standard from tea pressed into cakes to loose-leaf tea. At that point, China still held a virtual monopoly on the world's tea trees, making tea one of three essential Chinese export goods, along with porcelain and silk. This gave China a great deal of power and economic influence as tea drinking spread around the world. That spread began around the early 1600s, when Dutch traders brought tea to Europe. Many credit Queen Catherine of Braganza, a Portuguese noblewoman, for making tea popular with the English aristocracy when she married King Charles II in 1661. At the time, Great Britain was in the midst of expanding its colonial influence and becoming the new dominant world power. And as Great Britain grew, interest in tea spread around the world. By 1700, tea in Europe sold for 10 times the price of coffee, and the plant was still only grown in China. The world's fastest sailboat was born out of intense competition. All were racing to bring their tea back to Europe first. At first, Britain paid for all this Chinese tea with silver. When that proved too expensive, they suggested trading tea for another substance, opium. This triggered a public health problem within China. The British East India Company wanted to be able to grow tea themselves and further control the market. So they commissioned Robert Fortune to steal tea from China in a covert operation. He disguised himself and took a perilous journey through China's tea regions, eventually smuggling tea trees and tea workers into India. From there, the plant spread further still, helping drive tea's rapid growth as an everyday commodity. Today, tea is the second most consumed beverage in the world, after water. And from sugary Turkish Riza tea to salty Tibetan butter tea, there are almost as many ways of preparing the beverage as there are cultures on the globe.
This is the end of task 2.